Today is the feast day of our parish, named after the proto-martyr, St. Stephen, the deacon, the prophet about whom Christ speaks here in the Gospel, and also we see in the Acts of the Apostles in the readings of this Mass. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you have slain and crucified and flagellated and beaten and stoned to death the prophets that I have sent you. Those are words that our Lord speaks. He speaks this while he was still alive, before his passion, death, and resurrection, which, of course, was witnessed by St. Stephen. St. Stephen, who was with Saul, one of the students, the disciples of the great teacher of Jerusalem, St. Gamaliel. Later on, they would all be buried together. And several centuries later, in a dream, St. Stephen appeared to someone and showed them where they were. There was no sign whatsoever that they were buried there. And so, today we have this great feast, this patronal feast of this parish. Who would have told me so many years ago, when I was asked to become pastor of this parish. And of course, my best friend who was with me and labored very hard for this parish and for myself and was my secretary for almost 10 years without pay told me, ask the Blessed Mother. And I did. And I asked her, Blessed Mother, ask the Lord, if I am not going to be the last pastor of this parish, then I do not want it. Nobody wanted it at the time. It was a shambles. It was ugly. It was dirty. It was overgrown. And I said to the people, if I take it, you and I are going to roll up our sleeves and start making this place beautiful. And I think we have succeeded. Though the statue of St. Stephen is still black and wasn't polished this week, as it should have been. And so today, we celebrate this feast. And we give thanks to God for the children of the church that are like St. Stephen. That no matter what the cost, no matter what the choices they have, they choose the right thing, the right person, the right place. And of course, this is the right place. The only place where the Mass is celebrated according to tradition, which of course brings us back all the way back to the second century, to the apostles. St. Stephen, today we pray to thee to grant us that we may still be here next year and as many years as God so will. And we pray to all the apostles and evangelists, and especially St. John the Evangelist, who is on our nativity scene. And only a couple of people have figured out who he was. He is there, but he's not visible. But we give thanks to him. And today, we also give thanks for all the wonderful parishioners who have come and gone, and beginning with my beloved best friend and secretary, Evie Jude John Brooks, and all the others. There are so many others who have come and gone, who have lived and died for the building up of this parish. And so we give thanks to God to continue to bless us and keep us faithful to him above all else, and to the tradition which he has enabled us to bring forth to fruition. So happy feast day to all, particularly happy feast day to little Stephen here behind me, whom I ask to be on the altar today in honor of his feast day, and anyone else who has the name Stephen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.